Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Beis. We will begin the Mitzvah Shem on Daf Tzadik Aleph on the base, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Kol Amenei Halacha Mibi Talmud. Somebody who doesn't teach a Talmud Torah, Ki L'Goyzel Menachas Avosov, is depriving him of the Yerusha that he's deserving. Shnema Torah Tzivalonu, Moshe Marasha Kilos Yaakov, Marasha Yilchol Yisrael. The Torah is a Yerusha that belongs to us from Klal Yisrael, from Klal Misheshim Ebreishus. And as the Marsha and the Ben Yoyada both explained this Gemara, Kol Menei Halacha Mi Talmud means it's not that he didn't teach the Talmud, but rather what it means is that he taught the Talmud, but he didn't teach him in a way that the Talmud should be able to remember and understood what he was taught. And if you deprive a Talmud of that ability to learn Torah and remember that Torah, then you are taking away what is rightfully his. Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shmuel Chasida, Kol Hamineya Halacha Mipi Talmud. If somebody does something like this, Afilum Ubrin Shmei Imon, even the fetuses in their mother's womb, Mekalan Oisai, that they curse him, because the Marsha explains that we know that the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Neda Daf Lamed Amud Beis that when a child is in its mother's womb, Lamdim Ma'aser Kol HaTorah Kula, a Malach comes and teaches him the whole Torah. So here too, even if we have a person who doesn't have the strength and the talent to really learn Torah, he's no worse than the Uber B'mei Imai. He's certainly no worse than the child in his mother's womb. And if the child in his mother's womb, we find that the Torah is so concerned about, certainly that this child that was born. Shenemar, Menei Abar Yikvru Lo'im. Ve'en Lo'im Elo Umim. It refers to the fetus of Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, by Rivka, Lo'im Elo'im Yematz. Ve'en Kova Eloshen Klola. And Kova means to curse. Shenemar, Ma'ekav lekava keil, vein bar el tarish nemen nashke bar penyanav. And the people that who are deprived of learning will be punished. Says the Gemara, all about Shmuel Amar, menakvin oisai kikavra. Somebody who acts in such a way, who refuses to teach people Torah, will be made holes out of him like a sieve. The ksiv hacha yikfu la'oim. It'll be like holes will be made. Just like they used to have some sort of a piece of equipment that had holes on it, and they used to sprinkle with it through the holes, that's what happened to him. And the Masha explains that the Gemara here is referring to an individual who is a Talmud Chacham, and has the ability to teach other people Torah, and he doesn't use that talent. So what happens is that just like when you sprinkle something, when you pour something out of a vessel, the vessel becomes empty, so too the Talmud Chacham, who's not prepared to teach other people Torah, will become like an empty vessel. Vim Lomdai, and if somebody does teach other people Torah, Maschare, what will be his reward? Omer of Sheshes, Zoich Lebrachas Ki Yosef. He'll be Zoich to Abracha like Yosef at Tzadik at Bracha, Shnema Ubracha Leroish Mashbir. Vei Mashbir, when the Pasuk says the words Mashbir means Yosef, because as the Pasuk says, the Yosef who Hasholot Ala Oretz, who are Mashbir Lechol Amaretz. The Masha explains that the Torah is our Ruchniyah sustenance. So just like Yosef gave sustenance, was the one that helped bring sustenance to all the people in Mitzrayim, people who teach Torah are the people who give ruchnius sustenance to all the other people. Amar Rav Sheshet Kamalam Torah Ba'olam Hazeh. Whoever teaches Torah in this world, Zoich Kamalam De'Olam Haba, he will have the schus to teach Torah in the next world. Shnemar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, or Marva Hugam Yarva. Marva, somebody who teaches other people Torah, who Rava, he will have the schus to continue, he will have the schus to continue teaching Torah in the next world. Says the Amar Rava, Menayin L'Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah, a subject that keeps on coming up in our Shiurim. Menayin L'Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah, Shnem Yichi Ruven Vayomis. Yichi Rava, Yichi Ruven Vayom Haza. Ruven had life in this world. Vayomis Loilam Haba, he's going to come back after in the next world. Raviram HaMahachab, Rabbi Miyishnei Adomas Ofi Yekitsu. Many of the people who are sleeping in the ground will get up. Elul Chaya Oilam. Some will get up and have a wonderful world. And Ela, Charfas Doroyim Oilam, people who didn't live the world in this world as they should have. Rashi Amar Mahocha, Vata Leich Ketz V'Tenuach. The Pasuk says, in the last Pasuk in Daniel says, that the Malach tells him, go to your world, V'Tenuach, rest, pass away. However, V'Tam L'Gorilech L'Ketz Yomim, you will get up again when Mashiach comes. Amar Rav Elazar, Kol Panis, any leader, Shemanik Esatzibra Benachas, who leads the community in a nice way, Zoicha Umanhigam Loilam Haba, will be Zoicha to lead them in the next world again. Kimarachmam Yenahegem, Vamei Mube Nabuy Yaleim. And here, the way I saw that the Mefarshim explained this Gemara, that when the world, when people don't have it easy, it's easier to lead them. When people are wealthy, people who are wealthy can become arrogant. They can feel that they don't need their leader that much. As the Gemara Masechta Bracha says, "Ein ari noyem, the lion doesn't roar b'tach kupa shel tevin, when it has just a straw to eat, and b'tach kupa shel basar, when it has meats." And what it says here is that kol panas shemanigas tzibur benachas, that a leader who leads the people even when they are benachas, even when they're having it good, and it's hard sometimes to lead people in such situations, because it's a proof that this person is a true leader, a true leader who cares about his people. Such a leader, says the Gemara, Yanhigem Lo'olam Haba, will again be the person to lead them, and then will be the person to lead them in the next world. Says, I saw another pshat. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, the Inyaki says this pshat, the son of Rabbi Yeshua Malevi, was sick, and he already saw what's doing in Shemayim. When he got better, his father asked him, "What do you see over there?" So he said, "Olam hafach risi, I saw upside down world. Elyonim lamata v'taktonim lamala. The people on the top were on bottom, and vice versa." Amaloi, so the father said to him, "Dani, my son, Olam bara risiv, you saw a very clear world." And then he asked him, "What were the status of Talmid Chachamim?" So he said, "They were there like they are here." What we see is that the person who is the leader in this world and did what he was supposed to do in this world will be blessed, and in the next world, he again will have a leadership position. A person who uses his intellect to live his life is great. The word Deya is put between the two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says, Shanama Kikael Deyos Hashem. Vamar Belozer, Gol Migdash. When we speak about the Migdash, that too is Nitin Ben Shtei Oishius, is placed between the two names of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shanama Part Hashem Migdash Hashem Karnanu Yodecha. So the Chassam Sofer says, what's Pshat in this Gemara? He says, and then the Gemara says that Nekama is also put between the two words. So he says that a person, what the Gemara is saying, is that a person has to use his deya. A person has to use his intellect to know what to do in every situation. And a person who uses his intellect to know what to do in every situation is considered a great person. And I saw that the domestic Eliezer says that what is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? The purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is that if a person, Chas V'Shalom, did an Aveira, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to the Beis HaMikdash and he has a carbon. Says the Damascus Eliezer, now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so how will we have a kapara? Because we have the Deya, we have the intelligence to do tshuva, that accomplishes the same as the Beis HaMikdash. Maskler Vada Kino El Ma'ata Gedol Nekama. Should we not say that Nekama is great? That also Nitna Ben Shtei Oisus to Ksiv Kel Nekam Sashem Kel Nekam Safiya. So the Gemara Amalei, so responded Milsa Al Chanami. When Nekama is appropriate, that's what should be done. Kedula is Ula Toras Dama Ula. The Pasuk says Kel Nekam Sashem Kel Nekam Safiya. The Pasuk says Shtei Afas Alalu. The Pasuk says the word afia twice, lama, says the word achas lamidas taiva, the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the shechina away from the akum and puts it on Klal Yisrael, achas lamidas pranis to punish Dumas Olam that make Klal Yisrael suffer. The Sefer Teres Chaim says that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned between two things, that means that there's a constant connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout this situation. The Rashi says, Toiva means Toiva of Klal Yisrael, and Ra means Ra of the Umas Olam. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a great rewards, and the opposite to the Umas Olam. V'amar Belazar Kol Adam Shesh Bedeya, anybody who has the proper intelligence, Kila Nigdash Beis HaMikdash B'yom, if it's like the Beis HaMikdash, was built in his lifetime. Shezeh Nita Mishtei Oishis, because the word Shem is written there, Beideya, Shezeh Nita Mishtei Oishis. V'amar V'loza Kolad Mishesh Beideya, anybody who has intelligence, L'soif Mispaser, at the end, he will become wealthy. Shnemar U'bedas Hadorim, somebody who has Das, Yimolo Kol Hayin Yaakov Enoyim. And the question is that we know that the Pasuk says in Koheles, Loi L'chachamim Lechem, V'loi L'nevayim Aisher. Just because somebody's smart doesn't mean that he'll be wealthy. So the Marsha explains that the Gemara Masechta Nida, Daf Ayin Amabeis, says, Mayasa Odom Yisasher. What should a person do in order to become wealthy? So what's Pshat? Because there were many people that try to become wealthy that and never got wealthy. And the Gemara says, Yavakish Rachmim Mimisha Oishishaloi, he should daven to the one that is the source of all wealth, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bestow wealth on him. And that's what the Gemara means to say here, says the Masha. The person who has Deya, knows that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since that person knows that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will indeed make him rich. Says the Gemara of Amar Belozer, Kol Adam She'ein Bo Deya. But if you have, unfortunately, a person that doesn't have that, Osel Rachmalov, we may not have Rachmanis on that person. Shenemar, Kloy Am Binus Hu, the not intelligent, Al Ken Loi Rachmeo Hashem, Yitzrei Lechanenenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have Rachmanis on him, and therefore we don't have to have Rachmanis on him. The Leif Simcha said that what it means is when you have a person that's not smart and asks for things, so even though normally we should try to help people that ask for things, here we shouldn't do so, because this person doesn't have the intelligence to ask for the right thing. And the Mayanish of Torah said that the Chedushei Rim used to say, look how much Rachmanis we have, that even people that aren't smart, we have Rachmanis, but we're not allowed to have Rachmanis on them. So what are we to do? Says the Chedushei Rim, what we're supposed to do for such a person is make him smart, teach him the right way to live. And he says that that is the biggest chesed you could do for anybody else. The biggest chesed you could do for somebody else is that to teach him what is the right way to live. Because as the Steipel explains in the Sefer Birchas Peretz and Parshas B'Shalach, having rachmanis on somebody who doesn't have the proper intelligence only strengthens his weakness. This is a person that doesn't recognize the source of all good as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a person who becomes arrogant. This is a person who's mishalom ro tachas toivo. Instead of treating the people who are nice to him nicely, he treats them not nicely. And the only way, he says, that we could correct that is by treating him, is by teaching him the proper way to live. And when we teach him the proper way to live, then we could start having rachmanis on him, and he will become a productive member of society. Whoever gives bread to somebody who doesn't have intelligence, that individual will suffer. The word mazon represents yisurim. Shneva v'yar afraim eschalya v'yehudas mezorai. V'amar v'lozo kol adam shem bedeya. Somebody doesn't have proper intelligence. L'saif goyle. He'll go into golus rachman tzlan. Shneva l'gein gola ami v'pnei das. Says the mashah that the pasuk says v'rachmav akol masav. That we have to have rachmanis on everybody. And here the Gemara says that we shouldn't have rachmanis. Says the Marsha, rachmav kol masav, a very interesting vart. He says to have rachmanis on all creatures that were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is obligation. But the human being who was given intelligence and doesn't use that intelligence, that person is completely failing the reason he came to this world. And therefore such a person should not have rachmanis. The Sefer Chassidim quotes a story of there was an individual who never got sick, and the doctor came to visit him. He said that if you eat certain foods and you drink certain drinks, that you will be sick. And the patient asked his son, after the doctor left, to give him those foods and those drinks. Should you do it? Of course you shouldn't do it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use what we have in a proper way. And if we don't use what he gave us in a proper way, then we don't deserve it. And that's why the Sefer Birkei Yosef says that the first bracha that we say in Shemana Esrei is Ata Choyne L'Adam Das, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Das. Vam Rabbi Lazar, Kobay Shein Devetar Nishbon Bevelayla. Any home where the Torah is not heard at night, that the fire will never consume that home. Shenemar kol choshech tofel tzunav techle esh loy gufoy. Why? To somebody yeres sirid ba'aloi, that this person acts wrong without learning Torah. Vein sirid al talmud chacham shenem besirid mash Hashem kairi. And the reason it has to be at night, explains the Mishnah, because during the day, the person is busy working. But at night, when he's not working, what is his excuse not to learn Torah? Another explanation, he says, that during the day, the world is noisy. And since the world is noisy during the day, the called Torah that comes from a home where people learn Torah cannot be heard. But at night, the world is quiet. And why aren't we hearing Torah from, why is, and therefore there's a claim, why is Torah not being heard from your home? Somebody who doesn't support Talmid Chachamim from his assets, Ein Aroi Sumer Bracha L'Olam, will not see Bracha. Shnema, Ein Tzored La'ochla Al-Kein La'yuchel Tuvai, Vein Tzored Al-Talmid Chachamim, Shnema B'Tzoridim Hashem Kairi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have our assets to use them to support Talmid Chachamim. If somebody doesn't leave over bread on his table after he ate, he won't see any bracha. If there's no leftover bread on your table, you can't hope for good. Ask the Gemara. Somebody who leaves bread on the table as kilo of avodah zarah. Shnema, the pasuk says, they used to put bread on the table after they ate, and that was the way they worshipped avodah zarah. Answers the Gemara like Kasha. If there's a whole bread, if somebody finished eating and he left crumbs on the table, and then he brings a whole bread to that table, that's like he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. For her, when the Lekah Shleimah Badei, when he doesn't bring a whole bread, he just leaves that the bread, just leaves the crumbs that he left over, that brings bracha. Why is it so important to leave bread on the table? So Rashi explains that in case somebody comes to your home, you should have what to give him. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should have pieces of bread that are easily given to somebody else. Another pshat, the Mishnah Berurah says, somebody who leaves bread on the table is saying that I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch for what he gave me. And in fact, the Magen Avraham says that the point of the bread is it should be on the table when you bench. Because we know that the bracha, en a bracha chal, if we want a bracha, it has to be able to be land on something. So if we have the bread and we say brachas hamazon when we have the bread on the table, then we're bringing bracha, we have what the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that on Shabbos we should leave all of the bread on the table before for the whole time for Birchas Hamazon. The Levush says that when you have a Bris Milah, the night before there were people that would already prepare the table. He says that should be done because our Gemara just said it's Orchim Lagod Shulchan. But he says the Shach disagrees. And the Levush says that there's some people who leave a whole bread on the table Friday night. The Levush says that one should not do that, but the Taz says leaving a whole chal on the table Friday night is acceptable. Somebody who changes his voice that people shouldn't be able to recognize him, is such an individual, is kilo avodah zarah, is considered like he's worshipping avodah zarah. Ksiv hacha, the pasuk says, that Yaakov says, v'yisib einokim misateya, when Yaakov was imitating Esav's voice, v'ksiv hasam, the pasuk says, hevel heim masa tatuin. So, and hevel is a word that's used for avodah zarah. So the Chari Tshuva explains, because somebody who's changing his voice is essentially lying. He's connected to Sheker. And he says that there is no greater source of Sheker in the world than Avodah Zarah. And the Torah Tamima says a person that is who changes his voice, he will also not have a problem to change what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. And changing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do is actually a form of Avodah Zarah. The Mashal explains, as we've learned many times, Chosmai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. And a person who doesn't do the Emes separates himself from Hashem, which is Avodah Zarah. And the Mashal quotes the Sefer Ikrim, who tells us a story that there was a Talmud Chacham, that somebody who was a listam, who was a thief, came to see him. And he's told this Talmud Chacham, I want to do tshuva, but it's very, very hard for me to do tshuva. Give me advice how to do tshuva. So he told this bandit, if I ask you just to keep one thing, is that something that you can do? He said, well, if you ask me just to keep one thing, that's something I could do. So he said, always be careful with the truth. That's the one thing you should be careful with. And the Ganef accepted that. The Ganef was walking, and he was going to steal. And somebody meets him and asks him, where are you going? And he remembered that he took upon himself that he will always say the truth. So he says, he said, I can't tell him the truth, what I'm going to do. And then another person met him and again asked him the same question. He said, now for sure I can't say, because then there'll be edim to what I'm doing. Therefore, from accepting upon himself to do the truth, that's how he became a Baal Tshuva. And that's what we're learning here. The truth brings us to Hashem. Anything else is avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, "Vamar Rabbi Elazar kolam stakel be'erva." Anybody looks at the private part of a woman, kashta nenera, he loses the ability to have children. Shnemar erya tar kashtecha. Vamar Rabbi Elazar loylam havel kabel the kayom. Always be a person that's modest. Kabel means to be modest, except when whatever somebody says to you, if you act that way, and that you will have siyata d'shmaya and v'kayom, you will get off the tchias ameisim. Amar avzeir afanan tanina, bayis offal, a dark home, ein paischem negoy liris negoy. We know that if somebody develops rachman slan and nega, the kohen had to come examine him. But here the Gemara says that if somebody lives in a dark home, they can't examine him. Here too, somebody who lives in darkness will not, in modesty, will not have to worry about any negoim. The pasuk says, "Kosus lamar," that if we want to give off light, kosus means to squeeze. Even an individual who is squeezed will give off light. But like kosus lamanachus, but if you're not squeezed, then you won't have. Then you won't have the ability to succeed, says the Gemara. Omar Reb Tavi Bar Omar Bar Shemadik Siv Shor Va'Oitzim Rocham Eretz Leisava Mayim. The says the Gemara V'Chi Mayim In Shol Eitzim Rechem. The pasuk speaks about the shol, the grave next to the womb. And Lomelach Ma Rechev Machnes Umaitzi, just like the womb accepts when the husband and wife have relations, and ultimately the child is born, af shol machnas amotzi. So to the grave, even though a person ends up in the grave, he will come out of the grave. And Rabbi Yoshi continues and says, when we speak about the womb, shemachnisim b'becheshoi, when people have relations, it's done quietly. When the child is born, there's much noise and happiness. Shol. So certainly the gay grave where somebody dies, he dies and everybody is crying at that time. And adin when tchias ameisim will come, b'mehera b'yomenu, b'tzimena b'koyle koylus, there will be great joy, says the Gemara. Mekan, and this is an answer to what we've been discussing. Tshuva la'omrim ain tchias ameisim atayr, those who deny tchias ameisim. Tana ba'aliyol. Tzaddikim, Shasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Achyosim. The tzaddikim that will, amidst Hashem, experience Tchias HaMeisim, Ein HaChayzrim La'afram. When there'll be the transition from Olam Haba to Mois Mashiach, from the Mois Mashiach to Olam Haba, Shnem V'Hoya Anish V'Tziyah V'Anois V'Shalayim, Kadosh Yom Eloi, Kol HaKosov L'Chaim Yerushalayim. Ma Kadosh, just like Kadosh, which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loilam Kayim will exist forever. Af Haim, the Tzadikim Loilam Kayamim, will be here forever. Vim Timer, Oison, Shonim Shasa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chadish Beres Aloilamai. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to recreate the world, Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Venizgav Hashem Levadoi, Vayamahu, there will be only a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tzadikim Mayan Oison. What will be the status of Tzadikim at that time? Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyslem Knafayim Knasharim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make for the Tzaddikim wings like eagles. V'shatim al pnei amayim, and they will fly over the water. Shnema akein loy nira b'hamei aretz b'moyt harim b'leiv yam. When the world will turn over. V'shem atayim yeshlem tzar. Talmid chamim v'chash v'sholim suffer. Talmalayim v'koy v'ashem yachlif v'koyach. Yalu ke'eva k'nasharim. Yerotzu v'lo yigo. It'll be a time of tremendous strength. We will have nothing to worry about. All of the tzaddikim will have tremendous strength at that time, and they will not have to suffer. They will not suffer in the slightest way. It says the Gemara, "V'neilef the Mesim Shecheskel Yecheskel." Why don't we learn from them that those Mesim that had Tchias Mesim in the time of Yecheskel went back to their graves? Says the Gemara, "Savala," because this Tana actually is of the opinion Command Emes Moshel Haya, that the entire story that's mentioned there in Yecheskel is just a Moshel. It's not something that actually happened. Tanya, Reb Elazar Omer, Mesim Shechi Yecheskel, the Mesim that had that Yecheskel did Tchias HaMesim. The Parsha over there speaks about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Yecheskel to a valley that was full of bones, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him around those bones, and they all came up for Tchias HaMesim. And the Brisa in discussing that Parsha, Reb Elazar Omer, Mesim Shechi Yecheskel, Omdu Al Raglein Var Mashira, they got up and they said Shira. And from here, says the Yunyakov, we learn that Shira is supposed to be said while we are standing, and that's why the meaning is that when we say Oz Yashir, we stand, Umesu. Ma Shira Amru, what was the song that they sang? Amru Hashem Memis B'tzedek U'mechaya B'rachman. Shoimer Shira Zu Amru. Hashem Memis U'mechaya Mayrit Shal V'yal. Yuda Omer Emes Mashal Haya. It was just a mashal. Amalei Reb Nechemya. Emes, using the word emes, lama mashal. Emes means the truth. A mashal means it's just a parable. The mashal lama emes. Says the Mar, the way to understand it is the emes mashal haya. The truth is that it was just a mashal. Then the Gemara brings the third opinion. Reb Elazar ben Noach Reb Yosef Glila Memesim Shechai Yecheskel Olul Eretz Yisrael went up to Eretz Yisrael for Nosu Noshim and they got married. They lead the banim and banas, and they had children. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Raglav Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira got up and said, "Ani mebnei bneim, I am a descendant." V'alolo tefillin sheneichli ava mehem, and these are the tefillin that I got as from them. Man nina mesim shechay yecheskel. So ask them, who were those people? According to the opinions that this was a story that actually happened, who were those people? Omrav, El B'nai Ephraim, these are the B'nai Ephraim, Shemanu Lekates, that counted when the time of Yitzis Mitzrayim was supposed to come, the Tov, and they made an error, and they left before the right time, and they were killed by the people of the city Gas. Shnema, U'B'nai Ephraim, Shuselach, U'Barad B'nai, V'Sachs B'nai, V'Eldar B'nai, V'Sachs B'nai, V'Zeva B'nai, Shusal b'noi ve'ezer ve'elod ve'harogim anshikas ha'nelodim ba'aretz. V'ksiv, v'yisabel Ephraim aviyam, Ephraim, their father, was mourning. Yom rabim v'yovel echov l'nachmoy. They came to say Shira. So I saw the what's pshat that we just learned, that the tefillin is what was left over for them. So I saw that we're talking here about that Tzomus Yevashus. We're talking here about the bones that did not survive. And what we're learning here is that even though there were times that Klal Yisrael suffered terribly, but even when Klal Yisrael suffered terribly, what happened was that tefillin, what does it say in the tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. People during that time were crying. They were suffering because of what was going on. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We need not be concerned. Mashiach is coming, and we will all be okay. We will all be come together. And those that Amunah we had will bring us together again. Shmuel Amar, Ela B'nai Adam, who were these bones? Ela B'nai Adam, Shekafer b'tchias ameisim. They did not believe in tchias ameisim. Shnemar yomelai b'nei adam hatzomus ha'elah kabes yisrael heima. Hina amr yashra atzaseinu v'avdu tekvaseinu nigzarnu. We have no hope. Yomelai b'abba amma, and those people that didn't believe in tchias ameisim are brought up and then taken back. Yomelai b'abba amma, These were people that did not have in them the ability to understand what a mitzvah is. They didn't do mitzvah with the proper warmth, with the proper integrity. That, and therefore, they, if you do mitzvahs in such a fashion, that's why you, that's, you are at some mitzvahs. They brought into the base of Migdash avoid the Zara. Shnema v'ova v'ereh v'hine kol tevus revish v'behemus shekets v'kol gulil beis Yisrael v'chuka alakir saviv v'ksiv hasam v'verenu eleheim saviv saviv. The pasuk uses the word saviv twice to both represent the avoid the Zara. Rav Yechrama El Mason Shabikas Bedura. These are Mason that Nebuchadnezzar killed when Klal Yisrael, which we're going to discuss, went out to Golus. Minar Eshel Ad Rabbis. That from that location, that's where Bikas Dura is. So Bishosha Higlan Nebuchadnezzar Rosh as Yisrael, when Nebuchadnezzar sent Klal Yisrael into Golus, Hayban Bachrim, there were boys, that they were so beautiful that till the sun they shined. These women from the army of Nebuchadnezzar would see them as shofen zavis. They had such desire for those boys that they became zavis. They told us to the husband Balaim Lamelech, and the husbands were jealous and upset, and this was reported to the king, v'tziva melech v'kargam. And what the king at that time did was kill them. Just remembering them caused the women still to be in this situation. It says the Gemara at that point, tziva melech v'ramsam, to shatter them. Just like, and the pshat that they were, says the Ben Yoyod, that they were like the sun, explains the Ben Yoyod, that just like the sun, everybody enjoys the sun, everybody enjoyed these people. Tana Abban Bishar Shippel Nebuchadnezzar Rosh Eschanani Mishal Bazariah Lekiv Shanaish. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yecheskel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yecheskel, Lech V'chiyei Meisim V'bikas Dura. Go do Tchiyas Meisim V'bikas Dura. Kivin Shechiyoi Son. When Yecheskel did that, Bo Atzomis, the bones came, V'tav Chaloysa Rosh Ha'aponav. And they came and attacked the Rosh Ha'aponav. Amal Nebuchadnezzar said, Ma Tivan Shalela. What is the story with these bones? Amloi Hevricha Hachavreim Shalela. These are the colleagues of Hananiah Mishael Bezariah, Mechaim Meisim Bekas Torah. And Nebuchadnezzar knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Chis HaMeis from them. Pasach V'Omer, at that point Nebuchadnezzar said, Achoy Kamaravrin, the Nisim of Hashem are so great, V'Temoy Kamat Akifin, and what he does is so incredible. Malchusei Malchus Olam, he will be here from, they will be here forever. Mishultane Abdavadar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's leadership will be forever. Amar Yitzchak, Yutzak Zov Reseich L'tach Piv Shalos Rosha. The hot gold should be poured on his mouth. Shemalei Shabar Malach V'satra Apiv. If not, that the Malach punished Nebuchadnezzar. Bikesh L'ganois Kol Shir Shishbaka Shama David. He would have been able to embarrass all of the shiras that David HaMelech said and say for Tehillim. And of course, this is a very hard thing to understand, that his praises would be greater than David HaMelech's praises. So the Tver Shloim explains, the Pasuk says that after Nadav and Avihu were Nifter, the Pasuk says, V'yidem Aaron, to be quiet, to be quiet. And then there's even a greater madrega, says the Tver Shloima. And that is the madrega of David HaMelech. That even the Mayim Zmecha covers the Yidayim, even in a time where it should be the Yidayim, even in a time when a person should be quiet, he was the Yidayim, David HaMelech was still able to sing Shira. Said, and that's what was said to Nebuchadnezzar. You want to say Shira. How do you want to say Shira? You want to say Shira when you are the strongest king in the world. But that's not the Shira
that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for. The shir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu means is looking for is the shir that a person could sing shir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when Rachman al-Slan, he's suffering. And the person is suffering, but he realizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he still says shira, that is true shira. Another pshat that I saw is that because Nebuchadnezzar was an oral, he never had a bris milah. An individual who never had a bris milah is not an individual who's capable of properly saying shira. Only somebody who has the kedush, only somebody who has kedusha in him is the person that could say shira. Says the Gemara. The Sefer Daniel speaks about Nebuchadnezzar who put up at Salem a golden statue and Bikas Torah, and it was 60 amos tall, and he wanted the entire world to come to the inauguration of that statue. And he said when he's going to start playing the music in honor of the Salem, everybody should bow down to that Salem. And whoever will not do so will be thrown into the furnace. And that's what everybody did. The Hananiah Mishael Azariah refused to bow down. And that was reported to the Nebuchadnezzar. And he told them to prepare this furnace 7 times hotter than its normal heat. And he threw them into the furnace. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them and they remained alive. And the people who had reported this to Nebuchadnezzar, they were in turn thrown into that furnace. There were 6 nisim that happened that day. The furnace was built into the ground and it came up above ground. The walls of that furnace got open, so people should see how Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were walking around inside the furnace, not burnt. Humak Soidai, the foundation of that furnace, completely collapsed. The Nepachat Salem Aponov, the statue that Nebuchadnezzar made, fell on its face. The Nisrafu Arba Malchus, all the countries that helped in trying to kill Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were burnt. That was the day that we've been speaking about in our shir with Yecheskel did Tchias HaMeisim. The Kula Gemara, everything is based on a Masorah that we learned from Chazal. Arba Malchus, but this that the 4 countries were destroyed, cross actually Pasuk D'Ksiv. The Nebuchadnezzar Malach Sholach Lamechnash Lechashtapna Sagna Baksa as Dagaria Gedvaya to Dovraya to Pashav Kol Shutim in the Nassan. He called all these countries and he said, Eisen Givrim Yehudai, and there were Jewish people that refused to bow down. The Ksiv Umiskanshin, they gathered that Khishtarna, the Skanya Paksa, Vadovri Malka, Chazin Legravayan Elach, they all saw this miracle. Tana de Beir Belezban Yaakov, Al Shila Bishasa Sakona, even when a person is in terrible danger, Lishana Adam as Atman Rabbana Shaloi, a person should always carry himself with the stature that he has to have. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, Be'adna Gavrin Ilan, as these people were thrown into the fire, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Kofs B'Savleim, Pachem, V'Kabrosein, L'Vashem, they were still wearing the clothing. And even though the Mefarshim ask that it says that a person is not supposed to act the Rabbonis, person is not supposed to act in such a seemingly arrogant way. So why were they allowed to do this at that time? So he said, people who are leaders of Klal Yisrael, an individual who's a leader of Klal Yisrael is supposed to live according to the stature that he has. And therefore, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah have to live that way. Another pshat that I saw is that even when a person is in such a situation, what is he supposed to be thinking about? What he's supposed to be thinking about is what will bring a Kiddush Hashem. And we're always thinking, What can I do that will bring a Kiddush Hashem? Then he accomplishes what he's supposed to accomplish in this world. Otherwise, he's not accomplishing. The Rabbonus, the leadership, requires constant thinking. How can I make a Kiddush Hashem in this world?